Hi there, I'm Dr. Carrie Wong from the University College London. Welcome to my poster presentation on a two-wave network analysis of COVID-19's impact on schizoaffective double traits and mental health. This poster is based on the first two waves of data collected through the UCL Penn Global COVID Study, a 30-minute online survey that is open to anyone 18 years and above with access to our study website. I'm the PI and started this three-wave study last April, with a six-month follow-up in the winter and a final 12-month follow-up taking place right now until July. The data presented here coincided with the UK national lockdowns this past year. We all know that a little stress can be good for us, but if prolonged, it can be harmful, both physically and mentally. The COVID-19 pandemic is and continues to be a major stressor for many people. Stress predating psychosis and many mental health illnesses in later life is well documented. So how is COVID, a key global stressor, impacting our health now and the future? Very few COVID studies have looked at the pandemic's impact on schizotypal traits and paranoia in relation to mental health, beyond just cross-sectional designs and prevalence rates. To address the high comorbidity between psychological constructs, we applied multiple network analysis to our large sample and wide range of mental health outcomes to answer the two study questions you see here in the yellow box. Are schizotypal traits and paranoia positively related to poor mental health during the pandemic? From figure 1 in the results, we can see the answer is yes. This network shows you that schizotypal traits and paranoia in the blue circles are positively correlated with other mental health variables in the orange circles, primarily through loneliness. Loneliness, we find, is very influential in the network, and if targeted for intervention, may break the negative relationships we see here. My second question asks, do network structures and connections of the above variables differ by gender, age, country, and over time? We compare the networks in these groups and across time, and the answer is no. There were mean level differences at time 2, with reduced schizotypal traits and aggression compared to time 1, which is great, but also increased stress and poor sleep being reported. So equipping the public with best practices to ease stress and to improve sleep would be important right now. The lack of network differences we see across the group suggests that everyone is affected in the same way and magnitude, so we need to delve deeper into specific populations. Prolonged lockdown has led to sustained stress and mental health issues lasting over the six-month period, which is problematic in itself and deserves further attention. Despite our study limitations, single informant, convenient sampling, our study findings can inform government policies and the general public now by letting them know they are not alone and offering tools to help them cope and recover from the pandemic. Thanks for listening. You can find out more about our study via the links to our social on the poster. I look forward to meeting you soon.